This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
You're listening to the powerful story from British Gas, Generation Green.
As they searched for a picnic spot, it seemed like the whole town had had the same idea. Every single bench on the high street was taken, and the beach was overflowing with people. "I know," said Zoe. "Why don't we have our picnic in the woods?"
"That's a great idea," said Billy.
"There's just one problem," said Jeremiah. "Where are the woods? In my day, they used to be where the supermarket is now."
"That was 150 years ago," laughed Billy.
"Things have certainly changed," agreed Jeremiah. "So where are the woods now?"
"We'll have to head back out of town," said Zoe. Jeremiah didn't need to be told twice. He looped the carrier bags full of picnic provisions over the handlebars of the BMX and began to pedal. Billy and Zoe rushed to keep up. It was clear their great-great-great-grandfather was very hungry.
"This way,"
called Zoe, overtaking Jeremiah, leading them down a leafy country lane. When they got to the woods, they found a table with chairs and set up their picnic. The woods were vast and birds tweeted in the treetops. They shared and enjoyed everything they had bought in the shop, and then Jeremiah produced some surprises from his pocket.
"Here we go,"
he said, taking out some crunchy apples, biscuits and sour lemon sweets.
"I was saving these, but now seems as good a time as any."
Jeremiah popped a sour lemon sweet into his mouth and pulled a funny face. Billy and Zoe giggled. Then they each tried a sweet, and the faces they pulled were even funnier.
"You look like a monkey that's just had a face transplant," laughed Billy, pointing at Zoe. "Well, you look like a baboon that just got smacked by his mum," laughed Zoe.
Jeremiah ate an apple and was about to throw the core over his shoulder when Zoe stopped him.
"You can't do that," she said, picking it up. "We'll put it on the compost heap when we get home."
"Speaking of which," said Jeremiah, checking his pocket watch, "we should get going. Haven't you got some tidying up to do?"
Billy pulled a face that was even funnier than the sour lemon face he'd pulled earlier. The thought of tidying up the loft didn't fill his heart with joy. When they got home, Zoe showed Jeremiah into the back garden and pointed at the compost heap. "Throw your apple core on there," she said, and Jeremiah did what he was told.
"We'll use that on the garden later," explained Zoe. "It helps Mum's roses grow."
Billy called Jeremiah back inside to show him the three bins in the kitchen. He was just finishing a can of fizzy pop. As he took a final swig, he let out a huge burp and then tossed the can in the green bin.
"This green one is the recycle bin," he explained. "Everything we put in there goes off to be reused. The blue bin is for food waste and that goes on the compost heap. The other bin is for anything else that we can't recycle and have to throw away."
Jeremiah nodded and then checked his pocket watch again.
"My goodness," he gasped. "Tea time!"
Zoe and Billy shared a knowing look. It seemed like Victorian gentlemen needed a lot of tea times. Before they could say anything, Jeremiah was filling the kettle and popping it on the hob.
"I've been waiting to do this all day," he giggled
as he flicked the switch to ignite the gas.
"It's so easy."
When the tea was ready, they all sat around the kitchen table, sipping from three large mugs.
"Well, I must say, this has been an interesting day," said Jeremiah, smacking his lips. "Yesterday it was 1863, and look at me now. I've learned so much, and while I am grateful to you for showing me so much, I must admit I am starting to feel a little homesick. Do you think I'll ever get back to 1863?
Zoe and Billy exchanged a look.
"I hope so," said Billy nervously.
"Me too," nodded Zoe.
While it was very nice having their great-great-great-grandfather around, if he was still here when Mum got home, they'd have an awful lot of explaining to do.
Did you know 16% of the world's energy currently comes from hydropower? That's power generated from running water.
The powerful story from British Gas Generation Green. See the powerful story live at Eureka, the National Children's Museum in Halifax, from the 25th of October to the 1st of November. Visit generationgreen.co.uk for more details.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.